Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the TGIF edition. It is Friday, right?
Yes. I do believe so.
Just checking. The telephone number, if you'd like to call in, we have open phones as always. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie
and Chris,
and we are going to talk about all sorts of fun things today. But the first thing that I wanted to talk about was this bit from Reason.com, and in my notes I have cops. Oops. We raided the wrong house. And that's a little paraphrasing of the actual headline. The headline says, cops wrecked a home, terrorized a family, assaulted a man. It was the wrong place.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah. Very, very. Like, not only do we keep covering this type of a thing here on Free Talk Live, but it kind of happened to our community, at least, with the raid, the events that we call the Crypto Six. And you can find out more about the Crypto Six at thecrypto6.com. But, yeah, they raided the Mighty Moose Mini Mart, the convenience store, during the the events of the Crypto Six.
It was really hard to confuse the two because there's a big sign over the doors, the entrances of the Bitcoin Embassy, which was what their real target was, right. Should have been.
And it's hard to mix up a Bitcoin ATM with a safe.
They literally took the safe out of the convenience store
and had to bring it back.
I don't even think it had any money in it. That was the funny thing. It was like there was nothing in it. And 15 minutes later, they brought it back because there wasn't anything in it.
Just damaged.
And
yeah, they brought in,
other than it being damaged.
They brought in a utility truck with a bunch of tools or whatever. They brought in the Jaws of Life.
Yep.
To arguably remove the safe from whatever it was bolted to, and that type of thing. When these safes are put in these types of places, you know, they're put in to be kind of permanent so that you have to go through a great deal of trouble to extract one, which, of course, they did. And then, like, within an hour, they brought it back.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And it was like what was the point of taking the safe from the convenience store when it was very clear what they were looking for? You know, it was clear as day to anybody. They were looking for a crypto vending machine. You would think the crypto vending machine would be in the Bitcoin Embassy, don't you think?
And right.
It's like, it's not even like it's not clear. It's so clear, like, that you had to intentionally not go after the crypto, after the Bitcoin Embassy. Like, this is a vending machine. It has a screen attached to it. The safe is a little tiny safe that was in the back room. There's nobody going into the back room to buy crypto.
Yeah, for sure. So, at any rate, this article from, actually looks like May 11th, says, Hernan Palma is suing after he says he was punched in the face and his family restrained by cops during a botched no-knock raid.
So is this... Oh, wait, no. I was thinking that this sounds similar to one me and you two covered, but that guy, it wasn't a raid. I was thinking that this was the guy that got punched with his brother over, like, fake guns in the house, but I forgot that wasn't a raid. They called the cops because somebody keyed their car.
Yeah, you would think that, you know, an organization of, you know, armed people would, you know, supposedly going after criminals, supposedly, would...
Why would they go after themselves?
Well, and there within is how the government ends when it starts to eat itself. But, you know, you would think that they would at least double-check their paperwork, Nope. You know, do a little more investigating, make sure that they're, I don't know, at the right place before executing one of these raids?
Even if you were Uber Eats driver and you, like, delivered food and dropped it off at the wrong house, that'd be a big mistake, you know? And people would be like, oh, you're really bad at your job.
Yeah, or,
you should get fired.
Yeah, like a pizza delivery driver or something, if he delivered, you know, your pizza to somebody else and brought you somebody else's pizza. That would be bad. Bad for business. But, of course, the public does not hold the police to, well, any standard, really.
No, they actually hold the military to a higher standard than they do the police.
Yeah, there's no repercussions for anything like this, generally speaking.
Yeah, the military, they, like, train you to identify your target and then shoot. The police, the opposite is true. They like, train you to shoot and then ask questions later.
Let's shoot first and figure it out later. Officers with Maryland's Montgomery County Police Department allegedly executed an illegal no-knock raid against the wrong residents, assaulting a man and terrorizing his family in their home, according to a new lawsuit filed in the United States District Court for the District of Maryland. The intended target was an alleged drug dealer. So, two problems here. Generally speaking, people buying drugs, it's a victimless crime.
Yeah, it should be a victimless crime for the most part. I think the problem is that they create the government itself actually creates the victim in that by taking away the normal recourse that somebody might have from a, you know, some sort of business transaction. Mm-hmm. If somebody rips you off, for example, you can sue them. You can't do that if you make it illegal, right? So then all of a sudden you force people to, you know, buy guns and defend themselves and do things they wouldn't otherwise do because they really have no other course of action. Now, of course, if you got rid of the government, we wouldn't have those problems. And there may be other private means of coming to recourse without killing each other. But with the government and with the criminalization of, you know, drugs, you end up with this very, very unsafe environment. And if people doubt that, just think about what you were taught in, like, in, you know, public schools in history class, right? Why did they get rid of prohibition? Because it actually fueled the violence.
Yep.
Same thing with drugs. They just haven't gotten rid of the drug laws.
Yeah, whenever the government declares a war on something, you know, and I don't mean like an actual war. I mean like the war on drugs or the war on poverty or the war on, you know, whatever war on du jour thing that they're, it always goes badly. Open a history book, do some reading. The war on insert thing here that government has always ends badly. And, you know, the war on drugs is no different. Drugs have won the war on drugs. It's true. Police instead of raiding an alleged drug dealer's home, instead raided the home of Hernan Palma, a Montgomery County firefighter, who says he was awoken by, this might trigger you, I don't know, because you lived through something similar to this, so I'm just...
A drone?
Warning you in advance. There's no drone, but... he says he was awoken by what sounded like an explosion at 4:30 a.m. on September 13th, 2019, as cops beat down his front door.
Wait, 4:30 in the morning?
4:30 in the morning, as cops beat down his door.
Was this the FBI?
It was apparently Maryland police, so I don't know.
That is really bizarre. So, I mean, it's possible that is what happened, but usually they'll raid you at like 6 a.m. In most cases.
Right.
Which is why I thought that's really bizarre.
So what sounded like an explosion, cops beat down his front door. He assumed they were burglars, as he has no recollection of the group announcing themselves as police officers. Sound familiar? Although it was dark, Hernan could see masked men with guns pouring into his living room and the hallway leading to his daughter's bedroom, the suit reads. As he hurriedly turned the corner of the hallway, he felt a long-barreled rifle push into his chest. Mm-hmm. Afraid of being killed, Hernan grabbed the barrel of the rifle and pushed it away from him. He was then immediately tackled by three or four of the police officer defendants.
while.
Yeah.
He gets tackled because he just moved it out of his ribs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm surprised he didn't get shot really. If one of these thugs puts a barrel of a rifle in your chest and you do anything,
yeah,
you don't
point guns at people if you don't plan to shoot.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. We are the live radio call-in program where you can call and take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you would like. We're talking about right now this article from Reason about in Maryland, the Montgomery County Police Department. Chris, that answers your question that you had. You're like, was this the FBI? Was this the Montgomery County Police, apparently.
Wait, in what state? Tennessee?
Maryland.
Mm.
They were doing... They were going to do a no-knock raid on an alleged drug dealer, but instead raided the home of Hernan Palma, a Montgomery County firefighter, and that type of thing. So we'll talk more about that in just a second. If you would like to call, though, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
So, yeah, they intended to target an alleged drug dealer. Instead, they raided his house with what sounded like an explosion at 4:30 a.m. as cops beat down his door. He has no recollection of the cops announcing themselves as police. It was dark. He could see men with guns pouring into his hallway leading down to his daughter's bedroom. Apparently, he felt a long-barreled rifle push into his chest. He grabbed the barrel of the rifle and pushed it away, and then he was immediately tackled by three or four of these supposed police officers, these terrorists. As Palma tried to sit up, officers punched him in the face and flipped him over on his back, folding his legs up towards his buttocks in a hog-tie position as they tried to handcuff him. His face...
Wait, he was on his back and they were putting his legs up to his buttocks? That doesn't make sense.
That's what it says.
Wouldn't it be on his stomach and with his legs to his
buttocks? Perhaps they got it wrong. It's hard to tell. But either way, they tried to put him in the hogtie position and handcuff him. His face remained pressed into the wall. The officers worked together to hold Hernan down with their body weight and applied so much pressure that Hernan's face made a crack in the wall, says the lawsuit. Assuming it's drywall.
You know, what I would...
That's still, I mean, drywall today can, you know, it can give. It's kind of supposed to. But, like, that's still...
You shouldn't be doing that with your face.
That's a lot of force. Yeah, I don't understand. Like, it's not appropriate to do this to somebody who is guilty of a crime, let alone not guilty of a crime.
Right?
You know, it...
Yeah, this business of busting in all SWAT raid style, you know, military type, you know, everybody's dressed in their camouflage, their fatigues, and they're armed to the teeth and treating people like, well, I mean, like they're not people, really.
This is just terrorist attacks on our own citizens by our government, which is exactly what the... What is it called? The Patriot Act is all about.
That's exactly how people should be looking at this. This is no better than Israel going into Palestine and, you know, shooting people up and killing people, you know, innocent people.
Yeah, why does it
or the Chinese?
It doesn't make it any less bad because it's your police forces doing it and not your military.
Yeah, or the Chinese, you know, persecuting the Uyghurs.
Yep, another great example.
You know, organ harvesting, all that kind of stuff. Governments are terrorists. And in fact, when the United States was trying to define terrorism to be used in, you know, any of their bills that mentioned terrorism and, you know, against the terrorists and all that, they had a really hard time. They had a really difficult time because they could not find a definition that didn't include themselves.
Yeah. Well, what is the official definition then? Because I can't see how they can make one that didn't include themselves.
It's use of violence towards a political goal.
Yeah, which is exactly what the government is.
Which
I mean, the judge in Ross Ulbricht's case admitted that.
Yeah. Yep. And, heck, even Barack Obama admitted that government is force, you know?
And he basically implied that he would go to war with Texas if it tried to secede.
Yeah. Anyway, Hernan's wife, Lillian, and his 13-year-old daughter were handcuffed and restrained separately. The former struggles with chronic kidney disease, During her interaction with the cops, they applied such force that she worried they would rip the catheter out of her shoulder, through which she receives hemodialysis treatments 5 times a week. Officers proceeded to ransack the family's home, including barricading, I think they mean, what's the word? They did it here, the thing to open the door.
Ramming it open?
Yeah, there's a word for that thing that they use. Battering ram.
Battering ram. Yeah, I was going to say it's the
This says
right?
barricading. I think they meant to say battering rammed through several doors, damaging walls, and breaking windows, just like they did here to the Free Talk Live studio.
Yep.
When they... the terrorist raided this place.
They literally pulled the windows, like the whole windows that, you know, that come installed in one piece out.
Yeah.
The frame included.
And it wasn't even just like they pulled them out the way that somebody would pull one out to replace it or something.
No, they broke the window, right? And then they pulled.
They shot a heavy claw through it and pulled it out, and it just pulled the whole window out of the wall, and it broke a whole wall, which is still just a big hole in my wall.
Yeah, it's kind of like a large grappling hook. They have a device, they shoot it, it goes through the glass, and as soon as it gets through the glass, the arms open up, and then they just pull back on it with something, like a vehicle or something like that,
yeah.
And it rips the whole window frame and everything out, making a large hole.
I believe it was the Bearcat. I mean, I literally watched it. They were trying to kind of prevent me from filming it, but I watched it, and it was crazy how they did that.
On a subtopic, I was thinking that... In hindsight, I guess, because, I'm really good at hindsight, like most people are. We should get you a drone with a camera on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
That would have been good.
I mean, unless they're going to... Like, you could have been, like,
they don't
even out of sight or whatever,
they
right?
They don't control the sky.
And if you got the right kind of camera, it can zoom in pretty far.
Yep.
They might just shoot it or something, though. Oh, it's scary.
Maybe, but
they
still.
Would, but they'd be breaking federal law at that point. Although they are federal agents, but they don't have authority over the skies. They only have authority on the ground, the FBI. And they did not have any FAA agents here, as far as I know, so they wouldn't have had authority.
Federal Aviation.
Yeah, and that's like shooting down a plane. It's basically as bad as shooting down a plane. Now, whether or not they'll prosecute it might be another story,
right.
But technically...
But even if they did shoot it down and damage it, well, then you could probably sue them for shooting down and damaging your drone.
Also, the people in this neighborhood might be able to sue them for, like, shooting in the air in their neighborhood.
Especially
if they damage something.
All right, getting back to the article. Officers proceeded to ransack Hernan's home, including... busting through several doors, damaging walls, breaking windows. The suit notes that one door in particular was burst open with so much force that it blew off the hinges and hit Lillian's hemodialysis machine.
Wow.
Like, what did they do? Attach a grenade and then hide around the corner and wait for it to explode?
And wasn't this supposed to be over drugs anyway?
Yeah, they're trying to take away life-saving drugs from people, literally.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Do you think police are terrorists?
Yes. Or-
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As prices continue to rise and inflation is being seen all across the United States, White House economist Celia Rouse explains why she believes prices are continuing to rise.
Those prices are increasing because we were at unusual lows because of the pandemic. They are rebounding as the economy starts to heal, but many of those sectors are actually not even back to where they were before. We expect there's going to be a period as, supply starts to equal demand and sectors are healing and recovering that we're going to see some, you know, there's going to be some choppiness.
The Labor Department releasing numbers earlier this week saying inflation jumped 4.2% on an annualized rate in April, the fastest pace in more than 12 years. Las Vegas is dropping its casino mask mandate for vaccinated guests and employees. Guests at the Wynn will be required to wear a mask if they haven't been vaccinated, but the casino won't ask for proof. USA Radio News. The 17-year cicadas are coming out of their burrows soon. The black and red flying insects have been living underground as nymphs since 2004, long before Presidents Trump or Obama. Billions of cicadas were expected to finally emerge from the ground in the first week of May, making a high-pitched, continuous buzzing sound from Tennessee to New York. Scientists say the 17-year cicadas are being delayed by a cold snap in the east and Midwest, but we should expect them in the next few days. Pressure is mounting for Japan to call off the Tokyo Olympics. More than 350,000 people signed a petition urging organizers to cancel the games as Japan experiences a fourth wave of coronavirus infections. Tokyo is under a state of emergency just 10 weeks before the scheduled July 23rd start of the games. The United States also under pressure to not send athletes over to Tokyo if the Olympics start as planned. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Because we are a live call-in talk radio program where you can call in and talk about anything you'd like. Whatever's on your mind. You can talk about what we're talking about. You can talk about something we've talked about in the past. You can talk about something we've never talked about. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. 6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
I wanted to tell you guys that on March 16th, because we mentioned it in the previous segment of 2021, that terrorists, calling themselves government agents, conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. These folks who were arrested were called, or are called, the Crypto Six. Six of them were arrested, and we call them the Crypto Six. They were all taken into custody. Four of them have been released on some sort of bail conditions, but Ian Freeman and Nobody, that's a person named Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, both remain in custody. Now, you do the math. March 16th. It's May 14th, almost 2 months that they've been in jail.
Yeah, we were talking about that today, me and Ian.
So what can you do to help? You can visit thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of information there. There's several links that will take you to different places, and there's also multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because the charges these people face are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal teams and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This is a case that will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help in their fight for liberty and financial freedom. Visit thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com.
Ian was saying, I think after this weekend, he'll have officially served more time now than he did in 2010 for, like, actually being found guilty of whatever it was.
Oh, was it the obstruction when he stood in front of a cop car or something, whatever that was?
Yeah, he stood in front of a cop car.
That was so ridiculous.
Yeah, they
gave him 58 days. I think it's, like, after this weekend, it'll be finally, like, 59 days that he's been in, and he hasn't been proven guilty of anything.
Yeah,
and,
because he's not guilty of anything. I mean, the evidence has already been presented. I mean, their argument is based on flawed evidence. The whole thing is crazy. Like, they're pulling out numbers that are, like, they're talking about net amounts, like, or for how much, you know, he has.
Yeah, they keep throwing out that number of, like, what is it, 10 million or something. That's estimate of the amount of transactions that he did. That's not the money he made off of those transactions, right?
And it's not even just him. It's like,
the average commission from, like, a Bitcoin vending machine or something like that is usually about, you know, 8-10%, something like that. So if you do the math, right, that's like $100,000.
There are so many things they got wrong.
They said that there's between 50 and 100 victims of Ian.
Divide that by all six of them, that's like
Divide what, though? Because is it 50 or is it divide 99?
Well, no, what they said was...
The percent, right?
I'm saying the amount of victims. They don't even know how many victims. 50 to 100 is a huge discrepancy.
Okay, so... Right.
That's exactly how you know that they're not telling you the truth. They have no idea how many supposed victims there are. Because they're just... pulling it out of...
So we have a caller on hold that I want to get to, but I told him I'd give an update about Ian first. So I'm going to bring him on the line. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live, but just hang on for just a second while we give an update about Ian. At last we spoke, there was a hearing, and the judge said he was amenable to bail conditions, and he wanted the prosecution and the defense to come together to some sort of an agreement on bail conditions and submit them to him by Thursday. That was yesterday. Well, yesterday came and went. They submitted something, but they didn't agree on anything. And the judge has now said, okay, well, the court will make itself available to the counsel, that's both the prosecution and the defense, next week. So let's figure it out then.
So there'll be a new hearing and...
Well, no, not even a hearing. That's just they're going to get together and supposedly if they can't agree on something, then the judge will intervene and figure out what they can't agree on. But the judge has...
They
didn't use the word hearing, at least, in the text that I read. So that's what we know. So, again, it's been postponed where we had hope that Ian might get out, as soon as Monday of next week. That's been pushed again to, question mark?
Yeah, I mean.
So, hang on. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. In the meantime, of course, I'm available to fill in on Free Talk Live. If Ian or Mark nobody isn't there, then, you know, I could do a show or two with you guys.
We appreciate the time. The amount of outpour of offers of help in many different ways has been fantastic during this time. We appreciate that. At this time, we have more folks wanting to be on the show than we could possibly put on.
The issue I want to bring up is about the cyber attack on Colonial Pipeline, and it's all a matter of stupid design because nobody ever hacked a Commodore 64. You know,
what's that?
You have a
Commodore 64
drive.
Is an old computer from 1980, maybe 1980.
Yeah, the old days, as in.
Pretty good modem imitation you're doing there, Tom.
What you got to do is you got to have the computer that's doing the work not be connected to the internet, and somebody getting any messages, anything from the internet, encrypted with a one-time pad. So now they take that crypt text out of the machine that's hooked up to the Internet, and they decrypt it with a one-time pad. Years ago, I was at the beach, and as a wave crashed up, I looked down, and I saw a blur of sand as it was washing with the wave. And I bent down and scooped up some sand. I took a close look at it. And I said, you know, a bitmap image of this close-up of sand would be a lot of random binary digits.
Yep.
And it's very easy to shuffle, very easy to make. And what the company president would do is hand the encryption keys to the company vice president, who's going to be going on the trip to the other end there. And it's a very secure way of delivering the encryption key, and you encrypt on the machine.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it, Tom, that like nature can provide, you know, a better random sampling of something to use to encrypt things than, like, mankind can? I wanted to ask you, too, Tom, did you read the part, like, I just read it today, did you read the part where supposedly the pipeline company paid the ransom?
In Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Because you see, Bitcoin is bad. Because
not in Bitcoin. It was in some other privacy coin.
Yeah, it was a Monero.
The article I read didn't mention the specific coin, but it was not Bitcoin. It was not paid in Bitcoin.
Yeah, I think it was Monero, if I recall correctly, from maybe a different story. But yeah, that's really amazing because that means they're not going to be able to get that money back or track down who was.
They did. The hackers did, however, once it was paid, they went ahead and sent them a executable to run that basically turned everything back on, allowed them to resume operations.
So there's not going to be gas shortages, you don't think?
Well, there already has been, but it's going to be over shortly.
Yeah, it'll be over in like...
That sounds like a money laundering...
Doesn't it?
It sounds like a government hack.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Tom.
With the Commodore 64 issue there, you could put and install a chip on board memory module in the back, and it's a chip on board read-only memory that you would install in the back and then turn the machine on. Now you have to have the operating system be chip on board read-only memory, chip on board ROM, and then the hackers can't get into it.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Tom. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. Would you have paid the ransom? More Free Talk Live's on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's the Friday night version of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about this article from Reason.com where officers performing a no-knock raid in SWAT style raided the wrong house. They raided the house of Mr. Hernan and his wife Lillian and his 13-year-old daughter. His wife struggles with chronic kidney disease, and during her interaction with the cops, they applied such force that she worried they would rip the catheter out of her shoulder. They also, while ransacking the home, breaking doors, damaging walls, breaking windows, door frames, the suit notes that they blew one of the doors open with so much force that it flew off the hinges and hit Lillian's hemodialysis machine. So, you know, no regard for personal property, of course.
These are people who use plants that the government said not to use, so it's justified.
Well, and these weren't people who were accused of any of that.
Oh, wait, it was the wrong house, yeah.
Yeah, oops, wrong house. In May of 2019, 4 months before, MCPD, that's the Maryland County, or Montgomery County Police Department, zeroed in on David Zelaya, whose mother rented a basement apartment from the Palmas for possession and distribution of drugs and illegal possession of firearms. The Palmas maintain a landlord-tenant relationship with his mother and were not privy to David's illegal activity. They note that his mother specified that he had an on-campus apartment at the University of Maryland College Park. The Palmas lived in the main portion of the house and only rented out the basement, which had its own separate entrance. Officer Robert Farmer failed to disclose the fact that the Palmas lived in a separate upstairs residence and that he had no probable cause to search that part of the residence in his application for a no-knock warrant. The Palmas and their attorney allege that this omission renders the warrant illegal. Yeah, it's basically a duplex is what they're saying. There are two separate residences with separate entrances, likely separate addresses, or at least, you know, A and B, or one half, or apartment one, apartment two, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's interesting to note that they basically did the same thing, actually, in with this place here. They did not properly do the warrant for the studio and the place next door. They treated it as one residence.
Right.
And even though both addresses are sort of on the warrant, the recording of, like, what they took was not done properly. They needed to do, when they take something from, like, a room, they need to document that the room they took it from, that apartment, they need to document what apartment they took it from. They didn't do that. So, somewhat similar here.
Upon information and belief, as evidenced by MCPD's investigation, defendant Farmer knew that the Palmas lived upstairs in a separate residence with their teenage daughter, and intentionally omitted this information from the warrant application while describing the residence as a single-family home, according to the suit.
What? Who omitted that information? Sorry?
The cops.
What the heck?
Yeah, the guys who were supposed to get up and swear
Officer
to,
Farmer.
To the, you know, swear to what the situation is in order to get the rate, or in order for the judge to sign off on the warrant.
Hmm.
Upon information and belief as evidenced by MCPD's investigation, again, this is the cops investigating the cops here. Defendant Farmer knew that there was no probable cause to believe Zelaya or any evidence of a crime would be found in the Palmas portion of the home. Police also failed to use their body cameras appropriately, shuttering the recording after a brief period without explanation.
Oh my God.
The MCPD investigation was extensive, as the suit entails, and included several opportunities for police to arrest Zelaya without using such overwhelming force, much less against the wrong person. Cops surveilled him covertly for at least 30 days and conducted an undercover marijuana drug sale in July or August. They did not arrest him then.
It wouldn't be marijuana at all. For cops to be doing this kind of thing to people they just have vendettas against. Like, oh, well, you know what? The college kid that lives underneath them sells weed. I know because I bought it from him. Okay, let's do it again, and then we'll get a warrant, and then we'll attack this, you know, maybe they have something against the dad and the Papayas family or whatever.
Yep. The Palmas are also suing the county for failing to have adequate policies or training to ensure that no-knock warrants were limited to the situations when they are necessary.
How did they decide that selling weed is necessary for a no-knock warrant anyway? That's freaking bad.
But they have guns, and they want to use the guns, and they want to bash in people's doors and get the bad guys. Yeah!
Wait, that sounds fun.
You know, the disturbing thing is actually that they're supposed to have, like, they're not supposed to get, generally speaking, they're not supposed to get a no-knock, a no-knock warrant is not supposed to be issued, generally speaking, unless there's a reason for such a no-knock warrant.
Yeah.
And the number of no-knock warrants has been increasing drastically over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Percentage.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be happening, but they are. And, you know, it's funny because they got a no-knock warrant for the studio here, and same situation. They had no reason to believe the evidence would be destroyed or anything that would justify a no-knock warrant.
Well,
given the fact that they had raided 5 years earlier and people just came down, you know, peacefully, and that wasn't a no-knock warrant.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think, I really believe that one of the things, one of the large factors fueling this rise in these military terrorist-style no-knock raids is the amount of military equipment given to these police departments by the United States military. There's no reason for police departments to have any military gear. If you need the military for something, why, you call them in. You call in the guys with that equipment. You don't keep that equipment on hand for your average Joe police officers to deploy because they were clever enough to fill the paperwork out in just the right way that obtained a no-knock warrant.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I don't know that people understand, like, what a bearcat is. I mean, it's basically... how would you describe a Bearcat? Because it's
I call it a tank with wheels.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally a tank, but without
the track,
without the actual shooting part of it.
Oh yeah, doesn't have the turret.
But it does have what they do attached to these are basically like ramming things to ram doors and windows and things like
the
that.
Battering ram.
So they literally look like tanks, and they pretty much are tanks.
They are.
And they're like the biggest vehicle I've ever seen that wasn't like a a moving truck.
Right, or a semi.
Yeah,
it's like a huge, huge Humvee type size.
It's absolutely
super
insane.
Armored up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a military vehicle. It's not something that drives down the road every day.
And then think of it like this. When you have 56 agents swarming a property, 56 agents, that's how many agents were basically involved in the Crypto Six. So yeah, they don't go in with just like a couple of people like you might think.
Yeah.
They actually have like a military force when they do these raids.
Yeah,
more than 56 were involved with the Crypto Six by a lot. It's just that 56 were at this residence.
Right, so between the several properties, there was more than that.
Apparently 19 properties.
It was 19. So it was. I don't think it was 19 properties. It was 19 warrants. So, for example, they got a warrant to say seize a vending machine at one of the addresses. And there was like I'm trying to think where some other
let's,
warrants.
Let's were not gone, conflate but. The Crypto Six with this story.
Yep.
The Palmas, again are suing the county for failing to treat them like humans. For lack of a better expression, in summary. But they are hardly alone. In Chicago, for example, there have been 10 similar suits in recent years as police botched no-knock warrants and used them against the wrong people.
What happens when, these usually you can't sue the state, over stuff unless it's a clear First Amendment violation. Is there a clear First Amendment violation here? Because I'm not aware of one.
I don't know, but in that vein, the Palmas lawsuit gets at something a little bit deeper. Law enforcement agencies typically claim that no-knock warrants are necessary in situations where police may be met with deadly force. For his part, Zelaya was suspected of illegal possession of firearms. What's problematic is that police declined to arrest Zelaya at an easy, opportune moment. And I think they're referring to when they did their sting drug sale with him. And by drug sale, I mean marijuana. Marijuana's not really a drug.
Yeah.
Even more fraught is that a drug sale was deemed high enough stakes to detain anyone in the first place, much less to destroy somebody's home. And
it's
agree more.
But so is, Advil. I mean, it's not...
Advil's more of a drug than marijuana. More Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.